another evening, another cocktail hour in the cul-de-sac. This time, Beth is hosting, and everyone is lying on her rug. Wonder what happened to Beth's furniture.
And so that's how I lost my job. I never fit in the corporate world. I'm more of a counterculture type. I feel free now. I've been writing. Would you like to hear one of my poems?
Shut up, Jerry. Beth, do you have any liqueur? My throat is scratchy.
Mabel, there's a pitcher of martinis right in front of you. Are you blind?
Not liqueur, silly. Liqueur. You know, like a nice framboise syrupy dribble in a tiny glass. A medicinal dram of a draft. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, Mabel, there might be a drop or two at the bottom of a dusty old bottle at the back of the cabinet under the sink. Why don't you go look for yourself?
Maybe I just will, you little cunt.
Hey, Jerry, tell me a rhyme. Tell me a sweet couplet. I could really use a good poem.
Where's Ed?
Ed. Ed. I haven't seen Ed in a few days. I assume it must be all that business at the office.
Whoops! Sorry, Beth. I broke your old clock. I was just moving the refrigerator out a little bit so I could check behind it for that liqueur.
Mabel, excuse me. Mabel!
Jerry, what's the business, buddy?
Oh, thank God. Hello, Ed.
Jerry, look at you lying on the rug. Let me help you up, Jer. Let's get you up on your feet, man. Whoop up. There you go. Off the rug.
So, what'd you do with all your furniture, Ed? Where's that leather armchair you used to have? You know, that really expensive one you picked up at Leathertown, USA? You know, the one you never let me sit in.
I'm moving out, Jerry. I've moved out. Didn't Beth tell you and Mabel all about it? I'm in love, buddy. I'm off the Zoloft, and I'm getting it up, bro.
Why are you rolling up the rug, Ed? Wait a minute, this isn't right! You have a home here with Beth! We're neighbors!
My home is over at Marie's now, Jerry. I'm just across the street. Why, Jerry, I'm just a stone's throw away from you as the crow flies.
Is this about the time I wrenched you, Ed? Is this about the rough way I treated you, Ed? Please don't leave, Ed. Please don't leave.
Now move out of my way, Jerry. I've got to take this rug over to Marie's.
Don't do it, Ed. Don't take the rug.
Now, Jerry.
I won't move, Ed. I won't just let you walk out of here with that rug, Ed. Give me that rug, Ed.
Jerry, this rug goes with the couch. They came as a set over at the Rug and Couch Depot Expo. Now get out of my way, Jerry.
Beth, Mabel, Ed's here.
Ed, finally. This party's been a real drag without you, baby. Let's make some Harvey Wallbangers.
Beth, I just came for the rug.
Ooh, let's put on some music. I've been sitting here listening to these two bores all night, Ed. Let's play some Etta James.
We don't have the Etta James record anymore. Ed took it.
Took it? Took it where? Say, what's going on? This party's turning into a real drag. Who wants to smoke a cigarette? I found an old half-pack behind the refrigerator. Who wants a Lark cigarette from 1973?
I can't smoke with you tonight, Mabel. I gotta get back to Marie's. Gah! I was supposed to have this rug over there 15 minutes ago.
Marie's? Is she having one of her chili roundups? You won't catch me dead at one of those after last time. The bitch made everyone wear cowboy hats.
You're not invited, Mabel. It's a private party.
Oh, silly me. I forgot something in the oven.
What is this? Some kind of intervention? Why is everyone acting so weird?
Ed's moved out, Mabel. He lives with Marie now. He loves Marie more than us now, Mabel.
Oh, Jerry, I don't love Marie more than you. Just differently.
You fucking asshole, Ed. How can you stand there with that rug under your arm and talk about love? You know nothing about love or hidden desires that would drive a person to stalk their neighbor 24 hours a day. You know nothing! Get out of my sight, you oiled-up piece of garbage! You prince of stupidity! You demon of Wall Street!
Mabel, stop it! You're embarrassing yourself!
I'm back!
Oh, what are you doing with these knives, Beth? We don't need any. Marie has plenty.
Goodbye, Ed! Goodbye!
Holy cow, Beth has plunged a knife into each eye socket. Sweet Jesus, son of a bitch, the fluid's spurting. Not on the hardwood floors. Yes, it is on the hardwood floors. It is.
I can't see you leave now. I can't see you through the windows of Marie's house, walking around, drinking coffee, sitting on our old couch and watching TV anymore. I'll never see you and your stupid face again, Ed, and I'm so fucking glad about that. I can't see you leave, Ed!
Self-sharpening ceramic knives you got for Christmas? Are those the Rachel Rayleigh knives from Slice and Pack?
Oh, yes. Yes, Mabel, they are. They're the knives Ed gave me.
Oh, Beth, tell me the truth. Do they really sharpen themselves?
And the curtain falls on our friends from the cul-de-sac. Will Ed find happiness with that bitch Marie? Will Beth still be able to slice lime wedges with her knives? Mabel? Oh, God. What's the use of going on?